To kick off each hour of our pledge drive with prayer, we've asked the Catholic schools in the Archdiocese of Atlanta to lead us in prayer.
Good morning. My name is Mrs. Deborah Bocklage, and this is my fifth grade class from Notre Dame Academy in Duluth, Georgia. This morning, we are going to pray the St. Michael the Archangel prayer. In the name of the Father,
and Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world, seizing in the ruin of souls. Amen. In the name of Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen. We love AM 1160, the Quest.
And the Quest loves Notre Dame Academy. Thank you very much for that lovely prayer. I'm Dave Savage, the production and programming manager here at AM 1160, The Quest. And this is the pledge drive. I think if you've been listening at all today, you probably already know that, which is great. And so now this is the final hour of the day. And we are here with, well, tell you what, I'm gonna explain. It's getting late in the day. Okay, this is now my 16th hour of the pledge drive. But so what I want to do, Paula, is that matching money for this hour, or don't you know?
Yes.
We do have matching money this hour. Okay, great. So I want to get that out of the way first. $2,500 is matching money. Okay, so make sure that you're taking advantage of that. We don't want to leave one penny of matching money on the table. We want to use it all up. So that means, I think it's obvious, but if you make a $10 donation, it's $20. You make a $1,000 donation, it's $2,000, and so on. It doubles. We will match whatever it is that you donate. So, and we're really looking for those monthly donors. I see some priests here, and you can attest to the fact that when you get pledges, it makes it a lot easier to budget.
Oh, yeah, just put it right there on the credit card, recurring charge. Right. Absolutely.
Exactly. That's what we like. But it just makes it so much easier for us because you can look and see, okay, in March we're going to have X amount of dollars, and it just makes it so much easier. So real quick, the phone number is 470-508-1160, or you can go to the Quest Atlanta app or thequestatlanta.com. And so just because I know you, Father Michael Silloway, I'm going to just kind of toss it over to you. I'm going to toss it to you anyway, because you probably have, I've done a show with you before.
We have, yeah. Dave, it's great to be back in the Quest studio. It's wonderful to be here. A lot of happy memories made around this table at these very microphones. I'm Father Michael Silloway. I'm pastor of All Saints Catholic Church. And it's a great honor and joy to be part of the Quest's fall drive, the drive for holiness. And in studio today, I'm joined by two of my great priest brothers. We form a priest fraternity. That's what we want to talk about in our hour today, about striving for holiness as priest brothers together. I've got from Our Lady of Perpetual Help out in Carrollton, Father Gaurav Shroff.
Howdy, howdy.
And then from St. John Vianney in Lithia Springs, I've got Father Jack Knight.
Hey, y'all. It's great to be here.
And we're also joined by another, I'm just so excited that he's here, wonderful opportunity. I bet no other seminarian's been on this pledge drive.
No.
I didn't think so. So we've also got my pastoral year seminarian is here, Mr. Sean Lee.
How's it going? Good to be here.
Excellent. So you were talking about the priestly quest.
Fraternity for
Quest for Holiness.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So how our priestly brotherhood is a critical part of our striving for holiness. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, when you say the priestly brotherhood, you mean the camaraderie between you? Or is that what you're talking about? Or
even more intentional. Mm-hmm. So, and feel free to jump in at any time, gents.
Absolutely.
But so a couple of years ago, we kind of came to this point of recognizing together that we were all assigned, if I'm not mistaken, at our own parishes. We're each kind of out there doing our own thing in our assignments, and there wasn't a whole lot of togetherness. And a lot of priests are in that situation. They're in a parish by themselves, or even sometimes in a rectory. It can be, you've got such different personalities that guys don't really hang out a whole lot. There's not a whole lot of communal life together. And all three of us, and there were other priests involved along the way, but we all really longed for that and saw that. And these guys would attest too that we're better, we are holier, we are striving for holiness more when we're together as brothers.
Amen.
So we kind of took the model of a group of priests up in Minneapolis, St. Paul, called the
Companions of Christ.
Thank you. who intentionally lived together as diocesan priests. And so we took elements of their rule of life and just said, we're going to kind of adapt this to like a monthly gathering where we get together to support, encourage, and call one another on.
It's really a great time when you get together, and we call it getting a grip. And it's an acronym, G-R-I-P. So we take intentional time to share what's going on in general in our lives, how are our relationships, how are we living our ideals of the priesthood, and how is our prayer life. And it really allows us to go much deeper than the superficiality of just being brothers. And so we can really enjoy each other, bear the crosses together in ministry, and know that the Lord is present. And it's truly, it's a remarkable thing. Father Michael said this, and I know Father Groff agrees with me, is like, we know that we're holier when we're together. Mm-hmm. We are significantly holier, and we also enjoy our time together as well.
It does help that we like each other. So
yeah,
sometimes.
Thank you, Father Jack.
Most of the time.
Most of the time. Yeah. Yes. No. This is great. Because one of the things we've well realized, and I'm sure Sean is probably beginning to experience this, but like even though we have families who love us and we have friends like in the church and maybe outside the church from just earlier in life, nobody really understands mm-hmm. priestly life like another priest does. Nobody understands what it's like to be a seminarian except another seminarian, and. So to have people that understand that life from the inside, so they uniquely know what those experiences are like, the successes and the failures, the challenges and the graces. And so to have that brotherhood from the inside is critical.
Mm-hmm. And we're not surviving, you know, we're thriving because we're together. And if we're taking care of ourselves, which we need to, we're better to walk with the people of God that we love, you know. And it's incredible. I've only been a priest for 5 years. I think Father Michael's been a priest now for 13 years.
13 years.
And Father Gorov just celebrated 10 years of priesthood. And so there's this amazing camaraderie that we have. We love the Lord so much, and we accept each other. We love each other past our own faults because the Lord has loved us past our own.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Father Gorov, you were going to say something? Or
I was. The idea, like the way we are formed... All priests are formed in, you know, we live communally. We live in a seminary. We live in a house together. And, you know, Sean, I know you can attest to this, that, you know, you go out of the door and there's brothers there. You can go to your room, but we're formed in community. We do things together in community. And then you go to the diocese and go to a rectory in your first assignment, and suddenly you're alone. And, yeah, there is this theoretical idea that we're part of a presbyterate. We're part of all this... diocesan priests, but normally we live very busy lives. We serve our parishioners. We do all the work that we have to do, and you come back home, and more often than not, in our experiences, that relationship with a pastor, with another priest is superficial sometimes. Mm-hmm. You may talk about work, you may talk about the parish, but like I've never been invited to pray together, mm-hmm. you know, with other priests living in the same house. And so we formed in a certain way, but the way diocesan life is lived out in most places or a lot of places in the United States right now is very, very isolated and alone.
Yeah, like we're in silos or something, you know?
Exactly.
And it can be debilitating, you know? And we're tempted, just like everybody else, there's so many different things that you could spend hours and hours just binge-watching Netflix after preaching your whole heart out and celebrating 4, 5, 6 masses, whatever it may be. Mm-hmm. And you have this temptation to kind of, like, check out. And the devil really wants to get at us. Because if we're leading people closer to Christ, if he can knock down one of us, he's going to take a whole community with us. And so we have to be very attentive that this is spiritual warfare, that the devil doesn't like us becoming holy. He doesn't like when we're together, because the temptation is the devil will simply say, Father Michael, you deserve this. You've been serving so much. Why aren't you just another episode of this show? Another one.
And then, are you and in then, my head right
or
now?
Or another scrolling, you know? And then like Instagram. 4 hours go, and then we text each other and we're like, crap, guys, like, I just need you. Like, can I come by? Can I drive out to Carrollton? Can I come out to All Saints? You know, can I come visit? I just need to get out of the rectory and I need to be with my brothers.
Well, and that's what my question was going to be, is that I know priests are busy. You know, you have a busy schedule. So obviously, and you're, you know, it's not like you live right next door to each other either, but you do this in person. It's not over Zoom or...
Oh, yeah.
But you make time for what's important to you.
Right.
You know.
And not just important, but necessary.
Yeah, vital.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a lot easier now that So I was out at Christ Our King and Savior in Greensboro. And so any of my people from, former people from, that sounds sad to say. You're not my former people. You're still my people. You're always in my heart.
Right.
But from the people from my last parish at Christ Our King and Savior, love you all very much.
Shout out to Father Adam, who's there now.
Exactly. Yep. Shout out to Father Adam Blatt. And, being out there, like these guys, it was 2 hours for you, Father Jack. And I think 3 hours for you, Father G. Yeah.
Like two and a half and
yeah,
two,
yeah,
yeah, like yeah.
It was just crazy long drives, but there was the sacrifice that they'd make when we were being hosted in Carrollton or at St. John Vianney in Lithia Springs. It was a long drive for me. So it was just crazy. But All Saints is much more centrally located, yeah. Which is
he's only
nice.
A 30-minute drive, and I think you've been at All Saints what 8 weeks now. Or
yeah,
so
2 months,
and
plus,
I think
yeah.
maybe 5 out of those 8 weeks, all of my days of rest, I've driven up to All Saints and be like, okay, let's go, let's hang out, let's pray, and the same thing. But I would go out to Carrollton. It's only a 30-minute drive for me too.
Right.
The time thing is it is intentional. You have to make it a priority. You know, there's so many things we can all do, and a lot of times on one's day off, one just wants to rest, but. You, as Father Jack said, you make time for that which is important.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. We definitely have a lot of fun, too. I remember one time we were out on the Lake Oconee, and Father Michael took us out on a boat. And we were jamming out to some 90s alternative rock song. And we were just having the best day of rest. I think it was, we celebrated Mass together. We're in the sun. We're hanging out on this pontoon boat a prisoner had let us take out. And we're all jamming out to this song. And I think Father Goroff was like, man, I love this song.
This is my college days.
Which I followed up was, that's crazy. This was really popular. One of my favorite songs when I was in high school.
And then I did a cheeky smile. And I was like, yeah, this was really popular when I was in middle school, you know? So the fraternity bears so many generations, but we love just spending time together because you feel seen, you know, and often as a priest, you can be seen as a sacramental dispenser, not purposefully, but when you're with a brother priest, you can be seen for much more than just the vocation of priesthood. You see somebody who the Lord has called to serve with you
or
alongside.
Or it's you just seen really as a. In the wholeness of your person,
amen.
Right? And with our people, sometimes not all their people. Our people love us,
amen.
I think all of us, our people, they love their priests, and we're all so grateful. We wouldn't be diocesan priests if we didn't like people. you know, that would make it a little
hard.
Challenging.
I've never heard of a priest that hated people.
Right. We've come across some. but there is. We're not meant to live through life alone.
Right.
Ever.
Right? It's not good for man to be alone, as the Lord said mm-hmm. when
it's
he
like
created.
Page 3 of the Bible. If yeah.
And this
saying.
Is why he sent them 2 by 2.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. so.
In, never one by
so
one.
So we live celibate lives. We've given up the possibility of having our own family. And our parishes, our people, our ministries, apostolates take that place. But together, because the Lord, communion is what the church is about. The Lord loves us through our brothers, and that way we can are strengthened to love those we're called to serve even more. So I'm truly grateful for this discovery of the intentionality of priestly fraternity that we have discovered. And we've had, as Father mentioned, that we have had some brothers come in and be part of this, decided this is not exactly the kind of way they want to live. It's not like, you know, we have other friends that we hang out with, priest friends, others, and so families.
Mm-hmm. But I think you're right. I forget which one of you said this, but, you know, like I'm not a priest, so I don't know what mm-hmm. the three of you are dealing with, or a seminarian. I don't know what a seminarian is dealing with, you know. I mean, it's different than, I mean, you've got problems, issues, you've got joys that I don't experience. And so I couldn't relate on that mm-hmm. level, so that's interesting. I want to take a minute here. You guys are popular.
Share the good news. What's the good news, Dave?
What's the good news?
Well, the good news is that Amy, in honor of Father Jack, that's from Rita and Amy at St. Benedict. Yeah. She says they miss you.
Yeah, I miss y'all.
Yeah. Also, prayers for Father Michael, Father G, and Father Jack. From Michelle and Terry Pickard in Decatur.
Hey, thank you. Hey, thank you for the prayers.
In honor of Father Michael Siloway, that's from Amy in Atlanta.
Thank you, Amy.
Also, Amy in Dunwoody, in honor of Father Michael. We're so glad to have you at All Saints.
Well, thanks, Amy. Lots of Amys today.
Yeah. Rosemary in Atlanta, in honor of Father Michael. John, in honor of Father Jack. John's in Flowery Branch.
Thank you, John. That's from my home parish in Prince of Peace. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Thank you, Rosemary. I didn't get to get that one in. Thank you.
And who else here? Joan, in honor of Father Michael. Joan's from Atlanta.
Thank you, Joan.
Norma from Dunwoody, in honor of Father Michael.
All right.
And
thanks, Norma.
Mary Ann from Chamblee, in honor of Father Michael.
Father Michael's bringing it in.
He is.
Well, I put a thing on Facebook about an hour ago, just like reminding everybody I was going to be on the show. It's like, please tune in. Here's the link. Here's the phone
number. That's the way to do it, man.
Amen.
That's
the way to do it. Grateful to all y'all.
Thank you.
This
is the Quest for Holiness pledge drive here on AM 1160, The Quest. And all these people, they did one of three things, okay? They either called this number, 470-508-1160, or they went to the Quest Atlanta app, or they went to thequestatlanta.com, to our website. They all did one of those three things and got on there. Some of them made monthly donations, and so we like the pledges. We have a goal to get 100 new monthly pledges in here. So if you want to make a monthly pledge or a one-time donation is welcome too, but those are I'll give that number one more time. Some people they like to speak to a person.
Oh yeah.
So 470-508-1160. And once again, we've got that $2,500 in matching funds. And that's only good up until these gentlemen are here, up until 6 o'clock. And, so what else we got going on
here? Keep the calls coming in. I just realized that John from Flowery Branch is actually my dad. So thank you, Dad. Dad,
he has the last name of night.
Yeah. So our formal name is John, but we both go by Jack. And so thanks, Dad. Thank you, Mom, for giving so much.
For some reason, I always think of Jack's dad as Scott. So I'm sorry about that, Mr. Knight. But I know you're John, but in my head, you're always Scott.
Well, if we could, I wanted to rope Sean in here a little bit.
And
let me pose a question to you about like priestly fraternity. What is happening right now? Well, tell us where you're at seminary, and what is the seminary doing to help form that priestly fraternity identity even now?
So I'm studying at St. Vincent Paul Regional Seminary, which is in Boynton Beach, Florida. So I'm a seminarian of the Archdiocese of Atlanta, but I'm studying down in South Florida. As Father Groff mentioned earlier, like that's very much a part of seminary formation is taking the time. We have required prayer times that there's a horarium, a schedule of prayer, and that is community. That's community life. They take the time twice a day, morning prayer and evening prayer, to pray in community. There's community mass together, and then we do community holy hours twice a week. Meals, they take a special importance, meals during the day that you eat together in a community. There may be times that you do have to eat separately, but for whatever reason, whatever event is going on, but meals are of a special importance. And there are a couple of meals that the house takes particularly important, and those are our Thursday dinner, and that's our community dinner. We usually make it a little bit nice, put white tablecloths out and things like that, and Sunday brunch. Sunday brunch, that the day of the Lord, that we know that in the priesthood, Sundays are going to be the busy day that you're running, that you're active. Like now's a time where we can really make sure that we know the importance of the holy day, not only for giving glory to the Lord. I mean, so we have community mass on Sunday, but then we get together for brunch afterwards to enjoy the company, to spend time. And that community life is stressed to us. And it's like we couldn't do that without the support of our brothers. Like there is nothing that brings like me greater joy than like the fact that I can like walk out of my dorm and there's somebody there. Like if I need help with something, whether that's like I try to figure out this assignment or like, dude, I'm struggling right now. Like help me out here. Like the fact that I have that large community of guys, we've got close to 100 guys living in the seminary from dioceses all around the Southeast. And I've met some of the greatest men of my life. And that's been the greatest joy of seminary so far, is building friendships that cannot be repeated anywhere else.
I think that's where it was planted for me, too, in the seminary. It was just like this idea of forging fraternity and relationships with the men that God has called in the same way he's called me to discern and serve. But the meals don't change. Like, you know, I think when our priest fraternity meets, we're always focused on what we're going to eat, you know, obviously praying and all that. But there's something so wonderful about the sacramentality of the Mass and it being a sacred sacrifice, but also a meal. And I think the Lord knew what he was doing, is that when you're around a table, when you're around this holy altar, is that we're called to be there in communion. And it's that desire to be one. And meals obviously play a huge part in the seminary formation. It's just that you have to be with people who maybe drive you crazy and push you. And so, like, I can definitely say I know that I drive Father Goroff and Father Michael absolutely back crazy.
The feeling's mutual.
But I'm grateful for it, because it's that iron sharpens iron mentality of fraternity.
No comment. No. this is, if we think about the... Like, I was just thinking about this this past Sunday with the readings on forgiveness and that we had at the Sunday Mass. And I think about it, especially when I hear confessions of little kids, like when they come in for their first confessions. And I would always joke, like, if they didn't have siblings, they wouldn't sin. Right? Yeah. But the reason the way the human heart is made, both in it by the Lord and it's in our fallenness, we have other people. We come into the world in families. We don't come into the world in pods like in the Matrix or something. Mm-hmm. Is we learn how to love and overcome our self-will through that interaction of learning to love and to surrender, to get over myself. Siblings do that in an amazing way.
Yeah.
And as we grow older as adults and as those who minister and are called to model Christ the shepherd, Christ the head, we need that. We need that. In my opinion, we can get very complacent and very, very sort of self-willed in isolation as diocesan priests. Like, you know, I'm the pastor, the buck stops with me more or less. And this is the way things are. Whereas when we're together, we constantly challenge each other to not settle.
And to treat our people better. Like, I think our staff, like the siblings, like our fraternity that we have, like us, but our staff, like how much we talk about how, like I could tell you, I've spent so much time with my two brother priests. I know their staff.
Yeah.
I have never worked with them, but I know how much they love them. I know how much they care for them. I know how much they worry about them. And so it's a good thing. And it's not this notion of like, just complaining. It's this notion that no, these are the people that the Lord has called, right?
Yeah, they are our collaborators. They are partners in mission. And mm-hmm. I think it's important we realize that we don't become holy in a vacuum. And the commonest path, the way the Lord has for all of us, for most people in family life, is other people, and these other people definitely do that for me.
And I would imagine, Father Michael, that at your last parish, it probably would have been easy to just kind of live in a vacuum, but being so isolated physically, geographically isolated from everybody.
Yeah. So I loved all my neighbor priests. Like, there was, you had, St. James in Madison, but that was half hour, 35 minutes away. You had, Sacred Heart down in Milledgeville, but that was 45 minutes, an hour away. And then to go west, shoot. I mean, that parish was St. Mary's in Jackson. That's 50 minutes away to go. I mean, so it's an island out there, a little Catholic island. It's a wonderful parish. The lake is beautiful. But and in terms of like priestly brotherhood, or even just having friends, mm-hmm. It was incredibly challenging, challenging. And so to have brothers that would make that trek intentionally. So we would come to my place like once every 3 months, I guess, whereas we're on a rotation of who hosts. Which is a tremendous thing to look forward to every time. And to be able to share what's so good and beautiful about this geographical area and about this parish, and then to be able to experience that when I go to their places.
Mm-hmm. Father Michael is being humble, but he's probably probably the best cook out of the three of us, if I can say so.
Absolutely.
I live with a man. I can attest to that.
But it was also very good to go there and just like participate and be like the sous chef of Father Michael. But it wasn't just like, it was this notion of breaking bread and sharing time with you. And like, of course I'll be there. And we praise God for technology. We always are texting each other in a group text and oh, yeah. keeping abreast what's going on in our own lives and checking in on each other.
And sending too. Memes. I was going to say, and sending memes and jokes and, yep. and YouTube links.
I want to just change the subject just slightly here. I'm not a huge sports fan, but I think it was it the 92 Olympics when they put that Dream Team basketball team together. It was Magic Johnson and Michael Jordan.
I remember that. I don't remember which year.
I don't remember what year, but they had the Dream Team. The only reason I bring that up is because I think we have the Dream Team here. I'll tell you why I say that is because I just got a text here from somebody that's working our phone bank. And this is the first time, this is my fourth pledge drive now I've done for the Quest. This is the first time I've ever gotten a message like this. It says, phones are ringing off the hook, more than we can answer. Can you ask any callers that did not get through to please call back?
Well, praise God. Yeah, yeah. So please thank keep you. Calling. Yes.
Thank you very much. Or if you praise want God. To, you can always go to the Quest Atlanta app that you have on your phone, or you can go to thequestatlanta.com and make that donation. It's the same way. I mean, you can put a message in there, too. On both of those, you know, you don't have to speak to a person to get a message to one of our priests here. But we would love to have you just to make sure if you're trying to get through, just make sure you keep trying. And we do still have the matching money, $2,500. And I kind of did the math in my head here, which is a little fuzzy, but I think we've got at least $1,000 left, and we've got about a half hour. That's going to expire at 6 o'clock. So make sure, I don't want to leave one penny of that unmatched. Mm-hmm. So make sure you're calling in with that. Let's take a little break here, guys. Okay. And then we'll be right back.
Sounds good.
Talking more here.
Wonderful.
About the Priestly Brotherhood.
You're listening to the Quest for Holiness Fall Pledge Drive on AM 1160, The Quest. If you're moved to make a pledge, please call 470-508-1160. That's 470-508-1160. Or you can go to our app or go to thequestatlanta.com. Remember, The Quest is 100% listener supported, and we rely on donations and pledges from people like you to stay on the air. We'll be back to the Quest for Holiness Pledge Drive shortly on AM 1160, The Quest, your Atlanta Catholic radio.
The Quest presents The Family Room, sponsored by VerseBright.
Peter Attridge of Holy Family Counseling Center.
As a Catholic agency, we're very aware of our Catholicity, but we never force it upon our clients. So as clients come in, we never push our faith on people, but we allow them to bring it in when they're ready. As we progress through therapy, people start to bring God into the sessions because they start to find that love again and the understanding.
Hear this entire conversation on The Family Room podcast at thequestatlanta.com. New episodes Wednesday mornings at 11 on AM 1160, The Quest.
This historic time in the pro-life movement makes it critical to support women and families now more than ever before. Pregnancy Aid Clinic, a Catholic pregnancy resource center in Metro Atlanta, offers that support. If you need help or can help, go to pregnancyaidclinic.com.
The Quest would like to wish a very happy birthday today to Father Tomaru Atraga.
Happy birthday!
Please join us in the gift of a birthday prayer for Father Tomaru Atraga from you, our listeners, as we say, God our Father, we give thanks to you for Father Tomaru, whose birthday we celebrate today. We thank you for his devotion to you and the role he serves as a shepherd of the church. May he enjoy the beauty of your love today in many little ways. We ask this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
If you're looking for a place to volunteer, you can literally find hundreds of opportunities at various organizations right near where you live. So how do you narrow that down? Well, did you know that AM 1160 The Quest requires many, many volunteers just to stay on the air? Listen to why these people volunteer at The Quest.
I was actually looking for a place to volunteer my time. I wanted to just find a good Catholic place.
Everyone here is just truly genuine, and I gravitate toward that. It's an awesome experience.
Our baptismal call is to be priest, prophet, and king. And part of being a prophet is to keep supporting that message of the good news of Jesus Christ to get out, whether it be from a pulpit at a church or from a radio station here in Atlanta.
I love being here.
No matter your skill set, we could use your help. To volunteer, just go to thequestatlanta.com and click Contact Us. Thank you in advance from AM 1160, The Quest.
your Atlanta Catholic Radio.
AM 1160 The Quest was honored when Archbishop Gregory Hartmeyer agreed to do 5 episodes of Peace and All Good with us. And now that all 5 episodes of Peace and All Good have aired, they're all available on demand at thequestatlanta.com and on the app. The episode on the Eucharist.
He didn't say, this is like my body. He said, this is my body.
Catholic education.
When we talk about Catholic education, it's a whole lifetime that we want to continue to learn about our faith.
Losing a baby to miscarriage.
And I was alone, and that was a really, really hard part.
Serving the poor.
I no longer work. I've given up my life to work for him.
And marriage.
God will sometimes work through a woman.
Well, he did that with Mary.
Yeah.
That's kind of how he rolls, right?
Absolutely.
With guests on each episode from parishes in the Atlanta Archdiocese. So look for all 5 episodes of Peace and All Good with Archbishop Gregory Hartmeyer on demand at thequestatlanta.com and on the Quest Atlanta app.
Thanks for listening to AM 1160 The Quest, your Atlanta Catholic radio.
The Quest for Holiness Pledge Drive on AM 1160, The Quest. Make your pledge or donation by calling 470-508-1160. That's 470-508-1160. Or you can go to our app or go to thequestatlanta.com. Now back to The Quest for Holiness Pledge Drive on AM 1160, The Quest. Your Atlanta Catholic Radio.
And we are back with the Quest for Holiness Pledge Drive here on AM 1160. The Quest, I'm Dave Savage, the production and programming manager here at The Quest. And I need one of those breaking news sounders, you know, the Going into the break here at the bottom of the hour, I said that I've never seen, you know, this is my 4th pledge drive. I've never seen this happen before where the phone lines were so busy. People were not able to get through. We want you to keep trying back. Now, here's another thing I've never seen before, never even heard of. We have a listener who is a
believer in fraternity.
But thank you. Yes, that's exactly what they are. And very generous. They have a lake house on Lake Oconee. And they said, you know what? We would like these 3 priests to share their brotherhood at that lake house for a weekend. However, there's a catch to it. We need to have 10 additional monthly donors before 6 o'clock.
Let's go.
Minutes.
Let's go. Come on, guys.
And I see 3 priests right here that are probably going to give $1 a month.
the first
we need
3
7 donors more.
First 3 donors are here.
Well, whoever that was, we don't know who it is, but thank you for that tremendous opportunity and hopefully to put a little fire I would love going back out to the lake and be able to stay at a lake house. So if we got a couple of people who are willing to do a monthly donation.
Yeah.
Like, let's bring it on. That'll
for
be,
1 year. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
For 1 year. Let's bring it on.
Yep. And that's what we're looking for here. We're looking for these monthly donations. And now you've got extra incentive. Not only do you have the matching money up there, but you also have, in fact, while I'm at it, why don't I thank some of these people that have been donating. We've got Carol from Carrollton. That's in honor of all 3 of these priests.
Thank you, Carol. You rock. You rock.
Thank you so much.
In honor of Father John Knight.
That's me.
Jack.
A.K.A. Father Jack.
That's from Paul in Smyrna.
Thank you, Paul.
From Sean in Carrollton. This is in honor of Father Gaurav. You are a legend, and you inspire him.
Thank you, Sean. That's very humbling. God bless you.
Yeah. Jenny from Douglasville. Father Jack, we are so lucky to have you, and we miss you.
Jenny, thank you so much. God bless you.
Marie from Dunwoody. Father Michael, we're so happy to welcome you to All Saints.
Thank you, Marie.
Cynthia in Peachtree City. Father Michael, love you, Mom.
Yep, that's my mama. Thanks, Mom. Love you, too.
Thank you, Mama Silloway.
Thank you, Mama Silloway.
Tom and Bobby from Flowery Branch in honor of Father Jack.
Thank you all so much. So kind.
Kelly in Peachtree Corners. So excited to have Father Michael at All Saints praying for you.
Thank you, Kelly.
Mm-hmm. Darlene in Winston.
Yeah, Darlene Snyder. Thank you.
Is that Winston, Georgia?
Yeah, yeah.
Winston, Georgia.
That's over in our parts.
Yeah.
Okay.
West Georgia.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Darlene. Thank you, John.
Darlene says, Father Jack, Father Michael, Father G, it's great to hear you all. Love you. Love to you all. James in Atlanta, thank you. Maria from Austell, in honor of Father Jack Knight.
Thank you, Maria.
Thank you, Maria.
Thank you so much. Gracias por todo.
And then, a lot of great ones. Let me just see if any of these happen to be monthly. I'll look at that later. I'll figure it out later. But I just
submitted one.
I'm trying to get my phone to work.
Well, the last time we tried to all log on to get into a retreat together, there's a retreat that sells out. It's a retreat for priests that sells out very quickly. And you have to log. It's like a concert. You have to log on at one time.
We were all sitting together trying to register for the same retreat.
And we got through. And he was like,
they're like, I got it. I put some in. I'm like, I didn't get it.
So,
I mean, this retreat sells out faster than a Taylor Swift concert.
I was going to say.
It is one of the best things that's going on for priests. And if there's any of our brother priests listening, go to the JP2 Healing Center's website and try and get into their healing the whole person retreat for priests.
Is that in Alabama?
It's in Tallahassee, Florida.
Tallahassee, okay.
Yeah, and they hold them there and everywhere. And Father Michael actually went. I had to cancel, but it's incredible. It's mind-blowing.
I'm so grateful to them. Speaking about holiness and the priesthood, it's like they're so beautiful.
I want to mention, because we mentioned during the break about the retreat you had last week. I want to talk about that just a little bit. But first, I want to mention this one more time, that if we get 10 monthly donors between now and 6 o'clock, that's 20 minutes from now, these three priests will get to spend a weekend at Lake Oconee.
Please help us poor priests.
Yeah, I'm ready for it.
Seriously. They do need it.
That's an incredible offer. It would be wonderful if we were able to have that opportunity, and I know the Quest would greatly appreciate the support.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. So, I was at Rescue Atlanta with Father John Ricardo. He came in and did one day for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I did see a lot of clergy there.
Yeah.
I saw deacons from, I'm at Prince of Peace, and I saw deacons from there, and parishioners and everything. And
I think there's about 1,200 or 1,150, 1,200 people there.
Mm-hmm.
The whole day thing. So a week ago Saturday. Yeah.
Yeah. It was amazing. I mean, because if you ever listen to Father John Ricardo on The Quest, 8 a.m. weekday mornings, you know how amazing he is. He is an extremely gifted man that is just able to relate to people on a I don't even know. Like, he puts it in everyday terms, like, so that anybody can understand it.
It's so easy to listen to him,
mm-hmm.
and it's like he's speaking to you.
Yeah, yeah, and he's extremely intelligent. You can tell that, but he never talks over your head. I mean, he's just, like I said, he's just got a gift.
Absolutely.
To be able to speak like that. But so
it was incredible. That was just one day.
Yeah,
we had him for an entire week,
and that's what I want you to share a little bit about that, because all of last week, pretty much every priest from the Archdiocese was at this retreat.
A good number of us were. Yeah,
there's about 90 guys there.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
it's so about a third. And so every other year, the Archdiocese hosts a retreat. You know, we're supposed to take a retreat every year, but we don't have to make the Archdiocese in one. So every other year, the Archdiocese hosts it, and they've been, you know, decent stuff. This one was sold out because it's Father John Ricardo.
Yeah, in my 5 years, I've never seen a priest retreat for the Archdiocese to be sold out.
In 13 years for me, never.
Yeah, never. Yeah.
And so he custom tailored and kind of repackaged the event that was the Rescue Atlanta project, spread it out a little bit, and went and custom tailored it for the experience of the diocesan priest.
Mm-hmm.
Of like, what is the idea of the Rescue Project applied to your priestly life and to you as a disciple of Christ yourself? And but we had him for that Monday to Friday, going deep into the vision and the mission of the Rescue Project, which is essentially just the lens through which he's trying to help the church see the great story of our salvation. And it's so incredibly refreshing and powerful. For me, one of the greatest highlights, we talked about this a lot while we were on the retreat, but a very beautiful thing happened. And I don't mean to say anything about previous retreats, but in this one, this is, to my understanding, the first time this has ever happened on an Archdiocesan priest retreat. We had a Eucharistic Holy Hour with, like, I think just about everybody on the retreat was present. And to be together as brother priests, because normally on these retreats, it's everybody goes off and does their prayer time on their own, which is beautiful, and that's necessary. But there's always kind of been this longing of, like, to be with our Lord and our brother priests all together in a holy hour of adoration was so incredibly rejuvenating and powerful. And especially that Father John led us through this meditation of rededicating yourself to Christ, to laying down your life again right now, just as you did on the day of your ordination. The Lord is standing there on the shore of the Sea of Galilee with St. Peter, with us today, saying, "Do you love me? Feed my sheep." It's hard to describe how beautiful that moment was, but to be in this little, it was a makeshift chapel. I think it was the wedding chapel at the retreat house we were at, or the resort. It was up in the mountain somewhere.
Yeah.
But they turned it into a chapel, and beautiful little altar and beautiful monstrance, and our Lord was there present in the Blessed Sacrament, and just to pray together as brothers in adoration was awesome.
I was sharing with them, and I shared with the whole group. I actually entered the retreat with a little bit of desolation. I'd been somewhat sick in August and September. I was away, I had COVID or something, and then I had it again, and there was just this. I mean, in hindsight, it was basically a spiritual attack of just
sure.
feeling desolation, feeling like, what's the point? Feeling like I'm spinning my wheels. And it was incredible. Mm-hmm. That moment, seeing all of us on our knees, adoring the Lord, it was like the shot in the arm. And the whole week was a shot in the arm. And it was like the Lord himself saying, this is your mission, and you've got brothers.
Yeah, that's amazing. Loved it.
What was that quote from?
It was a quote from St. Joan of Arc as their mission statement. And it's in face of everything that's going on in the world, in our parishes, in our personal prayer lives, in our families.
In the church,
whatever is going on. And they reflected upon St. Joan of Arc. And, you know, the famous story of when St. Joan of Arc, they asked her, it was like, "Aren't you afraid?" And she said, "No, I'm not afraid. God is with me. Mm-hmm. I was born for this." And that just lit the fire within me. I was like, more so than this outpouring of the Holy Spirit within me to say, I've been a priest for 5 years. It's easy to get jaded. It's easy to be overwhelmed by the administrative work, by the calls, the emails, everything that we are called to do. And I'm like, yes, yes, I was born to do this. And I was born to do it with my brothers. And I was so reinvigorated that, like, I went back to my parish staff, and like the staff meeting went a lot longer, but I was so on fire for the Holy Spirit. I was like, we need to start praying, y'all. And prayer, and Father John Ricardo said this, we don't just need to pray. Prayer does not just need to be another item on the agenda.
Exactly.
It needs to be the thing that the agenda flows from. So we're going to start our prayers next Tuesday. We're going to start spending 15 minutes before the Blessed Sacrament, before every staff meeting we have, because if we're not connected with Jesus, how can we do it? And that was just the tip of the iceberg of this retreat. It was game changer for me personally, and I was so grateful to be with my brothers to encounter this like quickening of the Spirit. We have so much going on, but I wouldn't want to do it with anyone else.
Yeah, and I've got this huge smile on my face just because I'm sitting here, I'm looking at Sean too, who was just at our last staff meeting yesterday, where I said exactly the same thing. The Father John's inspiration, just like how the Lord has worked through him and helped him shape his understanding of his mission as a priest, mm-hmm. as a disciple, as a missionary. It's contagious. It's like it's that fire of the Holy Spirit that just convicts. And that was even one of the graces he said he was praying for us the whole time. He's like, I pray that you walk away from here with an unshakable confidence in what the Lord has done in you. And like, I'm feeling it. Is that our staff meeting too? It said exactly the same thing, that it's like we it's not enough for us to be a staff. This is another one of his lines. And it's not enough for us to be a team. We have to be a family on a mission. And in order to do that, the agenda, everything we do has to flow from our prayer life. So I was saying, I don't know how we're going to do it yet, but we're going to go before the Blessed Sacrament as a staff together.
Yeah, absolutely. I want to give a quick shout out to my personal staff at St. John Vianney Catholic Church in Lithia Springs, Georgia. They're literally in our lobby doing a listening party of the radio station. So I love y'all and everything that
awesome.
You do. May we always follow the Lord and glorify him. Thank you so much for loving me past my own faults. I think our staff sees such a human side of the priesthood, and I'm so grateful for the incredible staff we have at at all of our parishes that really help us support the ministry of Jesus Christ here in Atlanta.
Oh, gosh. They say, my staff sees me in all kinds of moods and all kinds of ways.
Amen to that.
But they were all present, along with several other volunteers from my parish, at Rescue Atlanta. And we've not had a chance to unpack stuff, as some people are away this week. So next week's staff meeting, Carrollton, it's going to be lit. And to my people... Mic drop, right? And to my people at OLPH, there's a fire here that Lord is doing something. So buckle up. We got some stuff coming down. It's going to be amazing.
The new generation of priests are coming to help the generation of priests that have held the line for such a long time, and for whom we really had our first encounters with the Lord. And so we're building on the shoulders of giants. But it's funny. Do you remember this, Father Michael, when you first moved in and to his new parish, and one of his staff members saw us, and I was in gym shorts and a t-shirt, so nobody's going to know that I'm a priest, but I'm just helping rearrange the things in your office.
I know where this is going.
And go for it.
So we were, I wanted to get some new light in there, and so there's some curtains. I wanted to take the curtains down and everything. And so Father Jack is helping me take these curtains down. And one of the staff members come walking down the hall and sees the two of us in there. Doesn't recognize me. I'm also in work clothes. And she goes, "Can I help you, gentlemen?" And I go, "I'm Father Michael. I'm your new pastor." She goes, "Oh, Father Michael, I didn't recognize you." And then she saw Father Jack standing there. And she's like, "What are you doing?" And it's like, "Well, this is Father Jack Knight, one of my great priest brothers. He's pastor in Lithia Springs at St. John Vianney." She's like, "Priests are working? I've never seen priests do this kind of work.
The other priests, but they had just never seen like priests like tearing down curtains before, you know. And so I'm like, "Well, yeah." I was like, "This is, I guess." This is the new wave of generation of priests that just continue to do good things with the Lord.
Just to point out that when my curtains need tearing down, Father Jack and Father Michael do that, because I ain't doing that. That's not my gift.
Not my gift. Different generation.
Unless you have a seminarian to make do it as well. Yes.
That's right. Father Ray, send me some help now. Just kidding.
You know, this is great to hear this. It's like I've been trying to get a word in edgewise here, and it's just great to see you guys on fire with this. Earlier today, we had Father Tim Gallagher in here, and he was in with Deacon David Dupree. And Deacon David was saying that he had to do a homily this past Sunday, it was September 10th. That's right, because it was the day after Rescue Atlanta. And he said once he was at Rescue Atlanta and was inspired by Father John, he was like, I'm changing my homily. Mm-hmm. I'm doing that. He like completely changed it because he was so inspired by what Father Ricardo was saying.
The Holy Spirit's at work.
And so what I just want to mention this one more time, that you can get Father Ricardo on AM 1160 weekday mornings at 8 a.m. He's got a full hour show, and people are just inspired by him. And I've mentioned this, I don't know if I mentioned it this hour, but, you know, there are certain shows on The Quest that, you know, called The Communion or Catholic Answers, where you can just listen for 5 minutes and you know, you'll get something out of it. You know, you hear a call, it's like, "Oh, yeah, that's pretty cool." Or there's other shows like The Journey Home, where, you know, that's on 11 a.m. weekdays, but you kind of have to be invested the whole hour there. And it's always a great journey. I mean, you get the whole story. Father Ricardo, somewhere in between. You can listen to the whole hour, and you're going to get stuff out of it, but you can also listen to little bits and pieces, and he always has great analogies. He was talking about, I think I might have mentioned this already on the pledge drive, but I'm going to mention it again. He on one of his shows I heard on The Quest here a couple weeks ago, he was talking about, because he's a graduate of University of Michigan, and he's a big sports fan. And so he was talking about how, you know, the people will sometimes come to him as a priest and say, "Father, I went to a wedding Saturday afternoon. Do I have to go to Mass Sunday morning?" And he said, "But not once in my life has anybody ever said, 'Father, I went to the Michigan State game. Do I have to go to the Ohio State game too?'" Yeah. You know, nobody once has ever said that to him, you know? But I mean, that's such a great analogy that it puts everything in perspective, and that's his gift. Yep. That he's able to do that. And every time you listen to him, you're going to get little nuggets like that that make you think, oh, yeah, that's pretty obvious, you know? And so, once again, that's weekday mornings, 8 a.m. on AM 1160, The Quest. This is the Quest to Holiness Pledge Drive. As soon as I give out this number again, I'm going to go check and see how many monthly donors we have. So, once again, if you weren't here 20 minutes ago, we have a very generous listener who said anonymous, they have a lake house on Lake Oconee, and we'll give it to these three priests for a weekend if we can get 10 monthly donors. It doesn't have to be like $1,000 a month or anything either, okay? It can be, we just are looking for monthly donors, period. Amen. So make sure you call in 470-508-1160. You can go on the Quest Atlanta app and thequestatlanta.com. If I walk out of here right now and check on that, can you guys like talk?
We'll keep it going.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Do that.
Oh, yeah.
Great talkers here.
Yeah. Take it away, Jack.
No, this is
Father
great.
Jack.
It's great to be here. Again, thank you so much for all the donors who have called in already from our parishes that have supported Quest Atlanta Radio here. It's such a great day to be here together with my brother priest, Father Michael, and Father Goroff. And I know that, and Sean Lee as well, our seminarian, but I hope that you know that we're just praying for the church here in Atlanta, that your heart is touched, that you hear the Lord calling you today through the radio, and he wants you to be seen, heard, known, and loved.
Yeah, and something just hit me that what I think maybe I believe that what Dave was saying is true, that you know the phones are kind of doing their own thing right now, but I think what I have learned about with our priestly fraternity, what has been so incredibly valuable is the necessary role and the critical role of vulnerability. Of being able to let the guard down and say, this is really where I'm at. Here's the good, the bad, and the ugly. And sharing that with one another openly and freely, it's an inspiring thing for us together. And I think it's refreshing for the people of God to know that the priests, it's a kind of a colloquial saying, but priests are people too. And we yep. carry the same joys and hopes and wounds and sorrows of anybody else. Sean.
One thing I just want to add on there, like when you're talking about the need to be vulnerable, like I've heard that time and time again, different people talking about they need to be vulnerable in our growth and in our formation. And I was listening to a conference by our rector of seminary earlier this year, and he said something that struck me talking about vulnerability. And he's like, do you guys know the root of vulnerability? It's like vulnare, which means to wound, like the ability to wound yourself. Mm-hmm. Like, what does that mean to be wounded? And like that susceptibility, when you're wounded like that, you're open to the elements, and that like what does that like, and that's a perfect way to look inwards in ourselves.
Yeah,
like
it's a way
how
of letting,
we're seeing ourselves,
letting the guard down, saying I'm not going to put up the facade. I'm going to just I'll expose my heart just as it is.
And it's a knowing of oneself and knowing your brother. We were talking during the break of just like being able to read facial expressions, you know, like you can't see our faces, but like I'm talking in my around this table and I see my brother's faces and there's a sensibility that we've spent so much time together and being vulnerable that even though you might say, I'm okay, I might look at your face and be like, there's something wrong. What's going on? Let's go grab a coffee.
Yeah.
You know,
let me jump in here.
Absolutely. Yeah. What's the news?
Six.
We need four more.
More.
Come on, guys. One person per minute.
So, in case you're just tuning in, a listener called in and said they have a lake house at Lake Oconee. They'll give it to these three priests, for a weekend. It doesn't have to be on the week. It could be during the week too.
It probably will have to be during the week.
Exactly.
I might be busy on the weekend.
You might be, maybe. But we're looking for four more monthly donors of any amount. I mean, it doesn't have to be like $1,000 a month or anything like that. I mean,
a dollar
crazy.
A month, $10 a month.
It could be $5, whatever. But we're looking for those monthly donors here, so we can take advantage of that. We're going to have to jump into the Angelus here very shortly, but I want to take a minute. We got a lot of people that have called in. When I stepped out there to check the number of monthly donors, they were saying that it's still crazy out there. So, real quick, we're going to get into the Angelus here real quick. I want to thank Elvira from Douglasville, St. John.
Elvira, thank you so much. She works at the parish. Thank you so much.
St. John Vianney Parish from Father Jack in honor of his parishioners. That's from Lithia Springs. James and Mary in honor of Father Jack from Michigan. All right.
Those are my godparents. Thank you, Jim and Mary. Thank you for calling.
Rebecca in honor of her husband Joseph's birthday. Went to same college as Father G.
What?
Dallas. Yeah.
Oh, Rebecca. Wow. That's awesome. That's awesome. Rebecca. Great.
Barb, that's for our priests. She's from Douglasville.
Thank you, Barb.
Bob and Thelma says hello to Father Jack and seminarian Sean. Mary from...
Shout out.
That's Mary and Ostell. Shout out to Father Jack. And the amazing parish.
Thank you, Mary.
And we're gonna jump into the Angelus here really soon. you know what? Maybe we'll go over the top of the hour here. Who else do we have here? Sandra for Sean. We love you.
Thank you so much, Sandra.
Thelma, Sandra, Bob, and Vince.
Oh, phenomenal people. Thank you so much.
Aaron, welcome to All Saints, Father Michael.
Thanks, Aaron.
Jennifer says, in honor of Father Jack from Sandy's mom, wish I could do more. God bless.
Thank you so much, Jennifer.
John Knight, dedicated to my parents, Jack and...
That's me.
Jack and... I can't see the writing here.
Lelise, my mom.
Thank you. Father, okay. And then we've got... in honor of Father Siloway, gratitude for the new spirit he brings to the parish. That's from Mary in Atlanta.
Thank you, Mary.
Stephen and Christine, thank you very much from Atlanta.